Please take your Bibles this morning and turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 3. In our series of Beholding Christ and His Glory, we've read from this text several times, and I want to use it again this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and just the last two verses. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom or liberty. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. In the last week, I introduced the difficult subject of Christ being pleased at times to hide himself from his people. Not that he ever actually leaves us. He's promised to stay with us forever. But there are times when we lose the sense of his presence with us. We're not aware of his working in our lives. We lose the joy, the peace, the comfort of his love. And that raises a key question. How can I know if Christ is hiding himself from me? How can I know if Christ is hiding himself from me? It's a critical question for two reasons. First of all, the answer is planned to provide a source of comfort to believers as they go through spiritual struggles. The confidence that even though they are not presently enjoying the fellowship of Christ's presence, they do belong to the Savior. So answering this question can give confidence to the believer. The question is critical for a second reason. The answer is also a warning to those who claim to belong to Christ, but have no true experience of the Savior. Such a person could use the excuse, "I don't have any present enjoyment of Christ because he's hiding from me," when in reality they don't have any enjoyment of Christ because they don't know him. And so the answer to this question, how can I know if Christ is hiding himself from me, is intended to be an encouragement to believers and a warning to those who are self-deceived. Two answers for us to consider to this question. How can I know if Christ is hiding from me? How do I know if I'm a true Christian and belong to the Savior? Well, first of all, believers who have known the presence of Christ in their experience know the reality of spiritual transformation. Every true Christian who has enjoyed Christ in their life knows the reality of spiritual transformation. Now, these verses that we've just read from the end of 2 Corinthians 3 describe the result of sitting under a gospel ministry. The Apostle Paul, as we've seen before, is comparing the ministry of Moses under the Old Covenant and the ministry of gospel preachers who know the blessing of the Holy Spirit during these new covenant days that we live in. And he says this, "We all, every true believer with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another." Paul is saying that as the Lord Jesus Christ is preached in the gospel, that's how we presently have this experience of beholding Christ in his glory. As the Lord is preached in the gospel, and believers are sitting under that kind of ministry, they are being changed to be like Christ. They're going from one degree of glory to another. It's a progressive transformation, making us more and more like the Lord Jesus himself. Now, it's important to note that Paul states this here as a fact. It's not an exhortation to do something. It's not a goal to seek to attain. It's not something to wish for in the Christian life. Here is a gospel certainty, a reality for every believer who has sat under a gospel ministry and through that preaching has seen the glory of Christ. It's changed them. They're not what they used to be. They're becoming progressively more like the Lord Jesus. It's easy to turn that into a question and ask yourself, has sitting under the preaching of the gospel changed my life? Has it changed the way that I think? Has it changed the way that I speak? Has it changed the way that I act and my emotional responses to things? Can I honestly look at my life and see something of the Lord Jesus because of this ongoing transformation in my life? So even a believer who is struggling and saying, is Christ hiding himself from me? I don't seem to be experiencing him in my life right now. Can ask themselves, am I being transformed? Because if there is that reality in your life, you know that you belong to Christ. Secondly, how do I know if Christ is hiding from me? How do I know if I'm a true believer? Believers who have known the presence of Christ experience a spiritual refreshment in peace, comfort, and joy in their souls. Believers who have known the presence of Christ experience a spiritual refreshment in peace, comfort, and joy in their souls. Now, I want you to turn over a couple of pages to the book of Philippians, chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, a very familiar passage of Scripture. We've just studied it not long ago in the afternoon service. Just the first two verses, Philippians 2 and verse 1. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, and of one mind. Now, as Paul makes his appeal to these Philippian believers that they should pursue unity in the Lord Jesus Christ, he bases their experience, or he bases his argument, verse 1, on their proven experience in Christ. He talks about the encouragement that we have known because Jesus Christ is our Savior. He talks about the comfort which has come into our lives because we know that He loves us. He speaks of the blessing of the Spirit's working in our lives. And along with these things, a sense of the mercy and sympathy that Christ has for us in our daily struggles. Now he says, if these things are true in your life, then you need to go on to work at spiritual unity with your fellow Christians. The "if" he uses repeatedly in verse 1 isn't a note of doubt concerning their experience of Christ. He's simply saying, if these things are true in your life, then you have a powerful motivation to go on and pursue unity. What he says here in verse 1 can be said of every believer. It doesn't matter if you've been saved only for one day or if you've been saved for 40 years. Whether you've only had one glorious view of Christ in your conversion, or whether you can look back over the span of your Christian life, and how many times have you been brought to behold the Lord Jesus in His glory? It doesn't matter how many times that has happened to you. You are going to know the experience of having your Savior fill your heart with these kinds of spiritual blessings. His love for you will not be a strange thing. In deep humility, even with question marks, you'll be able to say, I know that the Lord Jesus loves me. He laid down His life for me. I don't know why He would do that, but I know it to be true. You will have the experience of knowing the peace of the Lord in the midst of terrible circumstances that often confront us in life. When the world looks at you and says, how can you be peaceful? You can say, it's because of my Savior. He's brought peace to my heart. Joy in the Lord won't merely be something to talk about theoretically. You will know it in your own life. There will be times when, like Peter says, you have a joy that simply can't be explained because you belong to Jesus Christ. True believers in our Lord Jesus have experienced the presence of Christ in their lives, and that reality will have brought them spiritual refreshment. So even if today it seems as though Christ is hiding from you and you're wondering, do I belong to the Savior? You can look at your past experiences and say, I remember being flooded with His love. I remember that peace that I just couldn't explain. I can remember the joy. I can remember the encouragement. Christ is mine. I am His. So if you come to a time in your life when it seems like Christ is hiding from you, ask yourself these questions. Has my life been changed by viewing Christ in the gospel? Am I not the man, the woman that I used to be? I'm a new creation. Christ has come to my life with His grace and power. Have I experienced the spiritual refreshment of knowing Christ in my life? If you can say yes to those things, even though presently it seems like Christ is far away, thank Him for these tender mercies and set yourself to seek Him again. But if you have to honestly say no to these questions, then it's time to come in repentance and faith to the Lord Jesus Christ and ask for His saving mercies in your life. Don't fall back on excuses that won't stand up to the searching light of the gospel in your life, but seek the One who loves to be a friend of sinners. And the Lord's table is a wonderful time to seek Christ. Because here we're reminded of what our Savior did in order to provide that gospel invitation, come to me. He laid down His life. He sacrificed His body. He shed His blood that the wrath of God might be removed and that we might come to Him, enjoy the blessedness of Christ in our lives. No matter where you are this morning, in your experience, this is a good time to come to God and just pray the simple prayer this morning. Lord, show me Jesus. Show me Jesus. Let's bow in prayer. Our our gracious God, how merciful you have been to us to bring the Lord Jesus Christ into our lives, and by beholding him that we should be changed and enjoy the blessings of spiritual refreshment. Oh, may these things cause us to keep coming, keep pursuing the Lord Jesus, that we might know the blessing of his presence every day. And Father, if there are those here this morning who are strangers to the Lord Jesus, they've never had the experience of Christ in their lives, may they come to him today. May today be a wonderful day of salvation. We pray these things in our Savior's name. Amen.